As the nation watches the tropical storms devastate the U.S. Gulf Coast, officials in King County are taking note of the recovery efforts. The county has multiple floodplain areas. KUOW's Paige Browning has more.
King County is no stranger to flooding. The lower Snoqualmie River, for example, swells into local farmlands nearly every year. King County Councilmember Reagan Dunn is spearheading legislation to review the flood response plan and evacuation routes. He says Kent, Renton, and the greater Green River Valley are at particular risk if there's a major rain event.
That's the second largest industrial and manufacturing center on the west coast of the United States. If we were to have a major flood or a breach of the levee, you'd see what you're seeing in Houston, you'd see there.
A King County report from 2013 shows that more than 30,000 people live in the path of a floodplain, but only about 7,000 have flood insurance. The National Flood Insurance Program helps homeowners obtain coverage. Washington's Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler says it works thanks to federal subsidies. Kreidler says he wants Congress to keep funding it.
They need to reauthorize the National Flood Insurance Program, and I've been very supportive in seeing that done. I think the federal government's trying to get away from that.
The program will expire September 30th if it's not renewed. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.